Lord, we want to thank you for your kindness to us.
主啊，我们为你的良善来感恩。
You came and lived and died and rose again to take away our sins. We thank you.
主啊，你来到这个世界上死受死而复活，主啊，都是为了除去我们身上的罪。我们感谢你。
And you promised to take us to heaven by and by, and we want to thank you for that.
主啊，你应许我，带我们去到天堂和你在一起。主啊，我们也感谢你。
And in the meantime, you have promised to help us through the issues of this life, and you've given the gifts of the Holy Spirit to help us.
主啊，也感谢你在我们今生你来你应许会来帮助我们，主啊，你且赐圣灵在我们的生活中当中可以随时来帮助我们。
So we pray that you will teach us the truth we need to know about these gifts so that we may use them wisely for your glory and for the blessing of the church.
主啊，我们请求你可以让我们更加理解明白，我们就是你所赐的属灵恩赐，可以让我们更加好的去运用，在我们生活当中，在我们的教会当中。
And we pray that you will bring Eric Peterson and others who are still coming, bring them safely to our meeting this evening, we pray.
主啊，我们也同时为还在路上的弟兄姊妹祷告，向 Eric 弟兄，主啊，求你看顾他们的安全，让他们可以平安到达这里。
And so we pray that you will just teach us through the wisdom that you will give to David Dunlap for us.
主啊，我们求你，求来自于你的智慧，让我们可以理解David 弟兄所传讲的这些信息。
And so we give thanks now and ask you to bless us through David. We ask it in Jesus' name.
主啊，我们感谢你，谢你通过 David 弟兄来告诉我们这些信息，这样祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen. Well, it's my pleasure to be with you again tonight at 16th Avenue via Zoom.
我今天也是很高兴，也很荣幸来还是来为十六届大家来讲述。
We have been engaged in this study of spiritual gifts for the last six, seven weeks.
我们在过去的六到七周里头，我们都在来学习这个属灵恩赐的这个话题。
And we have been stressing the point that these are important gifts.
而且我们也指出这些都是很重要的恩赐。
The resurrected, exalted, seated at the right hand of the Father, the Lord Jesus Christ. He has, from that position, he has given us, spiritual gifts to use in the church.
坐在主右边的主耶稣基督他应许将这些属灵恩赐神会将这些属灵恩赐都赐给我们，都为了建立教会，为了建立我们每个人。
Now the Bible tells us that he's giving these gifts to edify the church and to mature the church, that it can be strong, mature, and that it can serve the Lord Jesus Christ in the church and in the world in a much more effective way.
这样的属灵恩赐可以使得教会可以更加成长，也是为着他人成为这样的祝福。
A mature adult is much more effective than a child, and we would be spiritual children if we did not have spiritual gifts to mature, build up, and strengthen the local church.
相对于一个还是小孩子，一个属灵成熟的一个我们说成人，他是为着教会变得更加属灵成熟是很有效的，所以要好好运用这些属灵恩赐。
So the New Testament tells us that the Lord Jesus has given 19 different spiritual gifts.
在新约中主耶稣有在新约中有提到有19种这样的属灵恩赐。
These gifts are mentioned in First Corinthians chapter 12 and Romans chapter 12 and Ephesians 4 and First Peter chapter 4.
这些属灵字呢，记载在哥林多前书的十二章，罗马书的十二章，以弗所说的四章和彼得前书的四章。
Tonight we'll be looking at the spiritual gift of healing, which is mentioned only in one verse, in all of the New Testament.
我们今天会讲到这个恩赐叫做医治，然后，sorry, I didn't quite catch the.
The spiritual gift of healing is only mentioned in one verse in the New Testament.
There's
a lot of talk. There is a lot of books that have written and conferences on healing, but it's only mentioned, the gift of healing is only mentioned in one place in the New Testament.
虽然在圣经中有很多次提到，就是医治的这些能力，但是有关，就是我们只是讲说属灵恩赐这个层面上，它只有被提到一次。So
that verse is 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 28. So I invite you to take your Bibles and turn with me to that verse.
这个经文呢，就是在哥林多前书的十二章二十八节，所以我邀请大家，如果有圣经的话，可以一起翻到这个地方，让我们来看看这一段经文。So
I'd like to read it in English, and then Brother Jonathan can read it in Chinese.
那么David弟兄会来读英文，然后我来为大家读那个中文。And
the Church of God has appointed first apostles and second prophets and third teachers, workers of miracles, those having the gifts of healing and those able to help others, those with the gift of administration and those speaking in tongues.
28节，神在教会所设立的，第一是使徒，第二是先知，第三是教师，其次是行异能的，再次是得恩赐医病的。 帮助人的，治理事的，说方言的。
So the gift of healing, we can define it as a gift of healing is a supernatural ability to heal sick, the sick of physical and organic diseases.
所以这个医治的这个恩赐呢，它的定义就是说，它是一个很超自然的一个能力，它是可以去医治人身体上的疾病。Now,
what I mean by organic diseases, I mean diseases such as blindness and deaf and diseases that debilitate the human body.
他这用这个 organic 这个词就是说他指代那些病是说，也包括耳聋的、眼瞎的，甚至是死亡，就是这些，这些它可以使人体机能，就是无法正常运转的一些疾病。
Now look at this verse, verse 28. It says that to some are given the gifts of healings.
我们再看这个第28节，他说，就是再次是得恩赐医病的。So
it's an interesting phrase because the word gift is in plural and the word healing is in plural, gifts of healing.
在这里就是英文有特别的指出来，就是这个恩赐医病这两个词呢，分别都是复数在圣经里头。
This seems to mean that the wide scope of healing of those who possess this supernatural gift of healing.
这看起来是很广泛的一个医治，就是因为这些人他如果有这个恩赐去来医治。
Now, as we go forward, we'll see what I mean by this wide scope of healing, but also that each occasion of healing someone, sometimes is considered a gift in itself.
我会之后再去讲述这个，我说很广泛的范围是什么，然后那么还有提到就是说，有的时候或者说每一次的这个医治，它有的时候甚至可以不，它有的时候可以被认为是一个就是一个礼物一个恩赐。
Now, I need to say as well that in the New Testament, this gift of healing was mainly in the Lord Jesus Christ and mainly in the apostles, especially Peter, the Apostle Peter and the Apostle Paul.
那我想指出的呢，就是在新约里头，这个医治的恩赐主，主要是体现在主耶稣和使徒，特别是使徒彼得和保罗。
Throughout the book of Acts, we don't see many people with the gift of healing. We see a relatively small number, and usually they were apostles.
在使徒行传中，比较少的看到这个关于医治的，但是基本上都是在讲使徒他们去医治。
Now, this is a very special thing. The fact that it was mainly apostles who had this gift is a very important truth.
就是关于这一点，就是这些使徒他们去医病，就是说只有使徒去医病，这是一个很重要的一点。
Because these signs and these miracles confirmed the message, the new message that the apostles had as the day of Pentecost began. These miracles got the attention and showed that God was doing something new and very special by this group of apostles.
这是很重要的，因为这个是自从五旬节以来，然后这个使徒们他们得到圣灵所给的恩赐，然后这是去显出神的能力在他们身上。
Now notice Hebrews chapter 2 verses 3 and 4.
我们来看那个希伯来书的2章的3到4节。
How shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation, which first began to be spoken by the Lord and confirmed to us by the apostles who heard him, God bearing witness both with signs and wonders and miracles distributed by the Holy Spirit?
我们若忽略这么大的救恩，怎能陶醉呢？这救恩起先是主亲自讲的，后来是听见的人给我们证实了。神又按自己的旨意，用神迹奇事和百般的异能，并圣灵的恩赐，同他们做见证。
Now, there's something interesting in this verse. As you read this verse, it seems to be in the past tense.
在这段经文里头呢，它很有意思一点，就是它用的是过去式。
See, these miracles, it says, it was confirmed to us, apostles, and those who heard him, God bearing witness to us with signs and wonders and miracles according to his will.
这里是说，就是这个救恩起先是主亲自讲的，后来是听见的人给我们证实了，神又按照自己的旨意，用神迹奇事和百般异能，等等，就同他们做见证。他这里是用的是一个过去式。
Now we'll see later on that these miraculous gifts, these gifts of healing, slowly passed away out of later on in the New Testament.
而且我们将会看到，就是说这样子的恩赐会是在逐渐的也是在逐渐消失的，就是在圣经的记载当中。
In 1 Corinthians 12:12 says, truly the signs of an apostle were accomplished among you with all perseverance in signs and wonders and mighty deeds.
Sorry, is it 1 Corinthians 12:12?
Yes, 1 Corinthians.
It might be 2 Corinthians, because
Oh, second. I'm sorry, second. You're correct.
OK，我们来看那个后，哥林多前书的后啊，不，哥林多后书的12章12节。就是说，我在你们中间用百般的忍耐，借着神迹、奇事、异能，显出使徒的凭据来。
There were four periods of miraculous gifts that came. They were demonstrated for a period of time, and then after a period of time, they disappeared and weren't used for a good number of years.
圣经中有提到四个，就是这个四个这个神迹的时代。那么就是在这四个时代之后呢，就是这些属灵恩赐的这个运用呢，就会不是，sorry，I kind of lost the second half。
Yeah, there was four periods of time that God demonstrated these miracles down through the Bible's history.
对，就是在圣经历史当中有四个这样子的时代，就是特别提到了去用这些神，就是使就是运用这些比较超自然的神迹奇事。
So these four periods of time were Moses and Joshua in the book of Exodus, and then later on Elijah and Elisha, and then of course Jesus and his disciples in the book of Acts, and then in the book of Acts the apostles and the early church.
这四个时代分别是首先就是摩西和约书亚，他们就记载在这个出埃及记集之后，然后以利亚和以利沙就在列王记上的十七章这里，然后耶稣和他的门徒们也同样记载在使徒行传。然后后面在《使徒行传》里面，其他使徒像是保罗他们，这是第四个时代。
There was two reasons for these miracles. One was to give authority to the spokespersons, Jesus and the disciples, or Elijah and Elisha, give them authority and also to authenticate the new message that they were bringing.
就是使用这样神迹呢，是有两个原因。首先是将这样的权柄给到这些给到耶稣并他门徒，还有像是以利亚、以利沙这些先知。然后第二点呢，就是使得让他们所做的是更加就是让众人可以信服。
Now let's look at the subject of healing in the Bible. And we read in Exodus that one of the names of Jehovah, one of the names of God, is Jehovah Rapha.
在出埃及记中有出埃及记15章26节就提到，就是神的一个名字叫做耶和华拉法。
The name Rapha means I am the God who heals.
那这个名字，耶和华拉法的意思就是说，我是医治的神。
And we see God healing in the Old Testament And we see him healing in the New Testament.
我们在旧约中看到神有医治，并且在新约中也同样看到。
We read in Psalm 103, says, Bless the Lord, O my soul, forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquities and heals your diseases.
在诗篇103篇中有提到说，我的心呐，你要称颂耶和华，不可忘记他的一切恩惠，他赦免你的一切罪孽，医治你的一切疾病。
Now, in the Old Testament, I just want to look at a number of cases where God healed.
我想提到就是在旧约中，神有特别医治，在旧约中有这样四个这个事情里面。
Now the Israelites in Numbers 21, the Israelites were bitten by fiery serpents, and these fiery serpents would bring death to those who were bitten unless they would look at a serpent, a bronze serpent, lifted up high on a pole.
在民数记的21章中有提到以色列民呢，他们被这个火蛇咬了，然后他们就是一旦被咬就是就会，就会致死的。所以说，神叫摩西去造了一个铜蛇，让这些以色列人去看，他们一看就可以得医治。
But if they looked at that bronze serpent, they would be healed.
所以他们只要看向那个铜蛇，那么他们就会被医治。Naaman,
the great Syrian general who had leprosy, was healed of leprosy, if he would wash himself in the Jordan 7 times.
这个还有一个呢，就是乃曼，他是亚兰王，手下一个将军，他当时得了一个大麻风，然后先知对他说，你要去在约旦河里头洗7次才可以得医治。The
widow of Zarephath, she had a son, her only son, and her son died, and Elijah raised her son up from the dead.
在列王纪上中有提到这个撒拉法的这个寡妇，她的孩子，那她也得了很重病，然后以利亚去医治她。
And then we have King Hezekiah, who Isaiah told him that he would die, and he was elderly. Hezekiah prayed, and God added 15 more years to his life.
然后西西家王呢，在他的晚年的时候，以赛亚告诉他，他得了这个重病，且命不久矣。然后呢，他就跟神祷告，然后神就应允他，给了他更多的15年，就是可以再活15年。
So these are just some cases of God healing in the Old Testament. There are many, many other cases of God supernaturally healing people in the Old Testament.
这只是四个事情中神医治了这些人，但当然在旧约中还有很多其他神有医治他的子民的时候。
Now I want to invite you to take your Bibles and turn to the book of James in the New Testament.
那么我再邀请大家一起来翻到雅各书。
And turn to James chapter 5.
雅各书的第5章。
Now the question we want to look at is, does God heal today? We saw that God healed in the Old Testament, but does God heal today?
那么我们的问题就是说，那神今天他会医治吗？那因为我们在旧约中看到有很多医治，并且在新约中也看到。And
the answer to that question is yes, God does heal today, and we should pray for others that God would heal them.
而这个问题的回答呢，就是说，是的，神想要我们去得到医治，而且我们也应该去为他人去祷告，就是求神的医治。
As we pray for the sick, God very often, not always, but God often raises them up and heals them, sometimes in miraculous, wonderful ways.
在我们为他们来祈求得医治呢，神很经常的，但并不是就是每一次都会，就是说会使用他能力去医治这个病人。
It says in James chapter 5 verse 13, is there any among you that is troubled or sick? It says, let him pray.
在第十三节中说，说你们中间有受苦的呢，他就该祷告。
So he says, if there's someone in your midst or you yourself, you are sick, then let him pray to God, that God might heal him.
所以说这里讲的意思就是说，在你们中间呢，或许是你，或者是你身边的人，你有受苦，就是说你有生病呢，你就向神祈求，那么神或许会医治。In
James chapter 5 and verse 14, there's another situation.
在第十四节中有另外一个情况。
It says, is there any sick? And this word for sick is very sick, asineo, very sick among you.
就是说你中间有病人呢，但这里指的是说那种很重的病。
He says, if he's very sick, let him call for the elders of the church. Let them pray over him. Let them anoint him with oil in the name of the Lord.
你们中间有病人的呢，就是他得重病了呢，他就该请教会的长老来，他们可以奉主的名用油抹他，为他祷告。Then
it says in verse 15 that the prayer of faith can raise that person up.
在第十五节呢，就是出于信心的祈求，也可以要救那病人，主必叫他起来。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 12 and verses 7 through 10, Paul had a thorn in the flesh. He had a physical ailment. He had some sort of sickness. And he says, I prayed to the Lord 3 times that he would be healed.
在格林多后书的第十二章，就是保罗有提到说他当时也得了一场病。那就是他提到说，我为这件事呢，我三次求过主。
Now it's interesting that in these cases, it never says to ask for someone who has the gift of healing to come to their home or come to where they are and have them heal them. It doesn't say in these verses, if you're sick, to call someone with the gift of healing to heal them.
在这些经文中呢，他并没有一次提到，就是说你要去求那些有医治恩赐的人去使你得医治。Even
Paul was not able, who had the gift of healing, was not able to heal himself later in the New Testament.
就算保罗他自己也有医治的恩赐，他也不能。 医治他自己，就是在比较后新约的后期。It
seems that the gift of healing came for the early part of the New Testament, and then slowly it began to disappear near the end of the New Testament period.
所以这我们可以看到，在新约的前期呢，就是有这样的医治的恩赐，但是在慢慢的再往后的时间里，这个医治的恩赐就是慢慢的消失了。Now,
do we have people today with the gift of healing?
那么问题就是今天有谁有医治的恩赐吗？
I would say that I do not think we have anyone today that has the supernatural gift of healing.
我想在今天我不觉得谁有这样子超自然的有医治的恩赐。When
we pray, when we pray to the Lord will heal.
在我们向主祷告的时候，主会医治。
So let's look at the New Testament gift of healing.
我们再看看，就是新约中有提到的这个医治的恩赐。
Now take your Bibles, please, and turn to Matthew chapter 8.
我们来一起看马太福音的第八章。
Now in Matthew chapter 8 and chapter 9, there's 10 different miracles that the Lord performed.
在马太福音的第八章和第九章里头，有提到主耶稣行的十个神迹。
Most of these miracles that the Lord performed were miracles of healing.
而大多数这个神迹中的大多数呢，都是医治的神迹。
But they weren't all gifts of healing.
但这些并不都是医治的恩赐。
Now notice number 4 on this list. The Lord Jesus speaks and he stills the wind and the waves.
我们看这个列表的第四个，就是说主耶稣他使风浪平静。
And the fifth one, the Lord Jesus cast out demons at Gadara.
在第五个呢，就是主耶稣在加大拉这个地方去赶鬼。
But in every other case, in chapters 8 and 9, the Lord Jesus performed miracles of healing.
其他就是除此之外呢，主耶稣都是行使了他医治的恩赐。
Now the Lord Jesus healed what we called organic diseases, leprosy, being paralyzed, an issue of blood, being very, very sick, being blind.
主耶稣在这里他医治的呢，都是就是这一类疾病，就是他有一个大麻风啊，他是他或许是就是全身是没有办法动啊，就是或就就是这些很严重的疾病。
We're not referring to a headache or a muscle ache or lower back ache someone would have, but a physical organic disease that someone had.
我们在这里并没有提到说是就是说谁头疼啊，或者说后背疼、腰疼，而是我们提到的这些疾病呢，是他们是能阻碍人的正常机能的工作的。
Now let's think together for a moment, about Matthew number 3 and of chapter 8 and verse 17.
我们先来看第三个，就是马太福音的八章第十七节。
Sometimes there are those who say that when the Lord Jesus died on the cross, he died for our health and our healing, that we should all be healthy, and the Lord heals us when he died on the cross of Calvary.
有些人会说，就是在主耶稣被钉十字架的时候，他呢就是他将就是他使得这些疾病都可以得到医治。
And sometimes they refer to Matthew 8 and verse 17. So let's look at that together.
我们来看第十七节。
Verse 17 says, the Lord Jesus went about and healed many people. And then it says, this was to fulfill what was spoken by the prophet Isaiah. He took our infirmities and he carried our diseases.
就是在这里呢，就是主耶稣他医治了很多很多人，然后在这里有提到，就是要应验先知以赛亚的话。
Now, I want to invite you to take your Bibles and turn to Isaiah 53.
也邀请大家，我们来一起来翻到以赛亚书的53章。
Now, this quotation in Matthew 8:17 is a quotation from verse 4 of Isaiah 53.
这里所截取的经文呢，是在53章的第4节。
And it's the first half of verse 4.
是这个第4节的前半部分。
It says, He took our infirmities and He carried our sorrows or our diseases.
他诚然担当我们的忧患，背负我们的痛苦，这痛苦或是疾病。
But as we look at Isaiah 53, He doesn't speak about the cross until a little bit later in Isaiah 53. This first part is speaking about his earthly ministry of healing and doing miracles.
我们其实可以看到，这里并没有提到说是十字架，在十字架是提到在53章的比较后面的部分，然后这里实际上是提到是主耶稣在地上的这个事工，他去做医治的这些神迹。
Now turn back to chapter 8 and verse 17
我们再回到马太福音
of
的第八。
Matthew.
8章的这个第17节。
Now what he's saying in verse 18 is he's speaking about the earthly ministry of the Lord Jesus. He's not speaking about the cross of the Lord Jesus because the cross would not take place for 2 years.
在这里提到呢，是说，就是主耶稣在。 在地上的这个事工，他去医治很多很多人，并没有提到十字架，因为上十字架这件事呢，还要再过2年之后。
The Lord never promises to everyone healing and continual health in this life.
耶稣并没有应许说，就是医治并且就是持续的健康，就是在这就是在你地上的人生，就是他并没有应许。
We all get sick and we will all one day die.
我们都会得病，我们都有一天会死。
But in the earthly ministry of the Lord Jesus, he did many miracles and he heals many people.
在主耶稣的比较早期的服事中呢，他医治了很多人。
So in the earthly ministry of the Lord Jesus, part of that ministry was a healing ministry to show, that he was God, God in the flesh, the second person of the Trinity.
所以主耶稣他在地上的服事呢，有相当一部分是医治的这样的服事，去显示他确实是神的儿子，他是也是说神是医治的神。
Now there's a number of characteristics of the healing of the Lord Jesus in the Gospels.
就是主耶稣的医治呢，有这样子7个特点。
I want to mention these to you. They were instantaneous, immediate.
首先呢，就是说，是很立刻的。
They were complete. They were permanent.
他们是很完全的且永久的。
They healed of physical diseases, not just psychological.
他医治了身体的疾病，并没有提到心理上的。
They healed even individuals who had no faith, who did not even know who Jesus was.
主耶稣也医治了那些还没有相信主的，并且都甚至不知道主耶稣是谁的。
He healed all those that came to him.
他医治了所有那些去寻求他的人。
And the primary work of the Lord Jesus was to preach, and healing was secondary.
就是主耶稣首先的服事呢，是传讲福音，而医治呢是在那其后。
Now I want to look a little bit more carefully at six of these characteristics of the healing of the Lord Jesus.
我们想再深度的看一下这些特点，就是主耶稣的医治。
When Jesus healed in the Gospels, he healed with either speaking, by just saying the word, or by touching the person.
在福音书中所提到的，主耶稣他医治人的时候，他是可能是触摸了，或者说只是说了话。
On one occasion, he spit on the ground and made a little mud and put it on a person's eyes. But in every other case, he either spoke the word or just touched with his hand.
有一次呢，就是主耶稣他用口水混了一些泥土，然后将这个泥土涂抹在一个人的眼睛上。然后除此之外呢，主耶稣的医治就是，要么是触摸，要么是说了一些话。Now
in Matthew chapter 8 and verses 6 and 7, a Roman centurion came to him and asked if he would heal his servant.
在罗马太福音的八章六到七节，有提到就是一个罗马的百夫长，他来求耶稣，就是想耶稣去医治他的仆人。Jesus
said that he would come into his home and heal the servant.
耶稣说他可以去到他的家。But
the servant, the centurion said, no, just say the word. And my servant would be healed.
耶稣说他说他可以去到他家去医治那个仆人，而这个百夫长说，你只需要去说一句话，我的仆人就被医好了。So
Jesus just spoke, and the servant was healed.
所以耶稣呢只是说了话，而那个仆人呢就立刻被医好了。Now
notice something else. When Jesus healed, he healed instantaneously. He healed, the person was healed immediately.
那我们看第二点呢，就是主耶稣在医治人的时候，他就会立刻就会医治。The
Roman centurion's servant was healed, it says, at that very hour.
那个罗马的百夫长的仆人，他当时就是在那。
It says about a woman in Mark chapter 5 who had an issue of blood that she was healed immediately.
在马可福音的五章中有提到一个血漏的女人，她当时也是同样的被主耶稣立刻的就医治好了。Jesus
also healed totally.
耶稣也是他完全医治。
When Jesus left a synagogue and he entered into the house of Peter's mother-in-law who had a high fever.
在路加福音的四章呢，耶稣当时他离开那个会堂，然后进到这个彼得家，然后看到这个彼得岳母。
It's possible that she was very close to dying, and Jesus stood over her, and it says that he rebuked the fever, and immediately she was well.
就是这个岳母呢，她发了一个很高的高烧，然后甚至就是快要死了，然后耶稣就站过去，然后他那个斥责的那个热病。
And it says she then was so totally healed, she got up and she prepared a meal for Jesus and his disciples.
就是这个岳母呢，她就是立刻就好了。那么她就可以直接起身，就是完全的她的病就好了。她可以起来去为他们来准备饭吃。
But then Jesus also healed everyone.
同时呢，耶稣也医治了所有人。
In Luke's Gospel, chapter 4 and verse 40,
在路加福音的第四章的第40节,
it says, Now when the sun was setting, all those who had any that were sick, various diseases, they brought them to him. He laid his hands on every one of them and healed them.
40节中提到, 日落的时候, 凡有病人的, 无论害什么病, 都带到耶稣那里, 耶稣按手在他们个人身上, 医好他们。
Now, let's think about people today who say they have the gift of healing.
那么我,
Do they heal everyone?
那么我们今天来想想, 就是今天那些人说他们有医治的恩赐, 那他们会医治所有人吗?
Do they heal totally? Do they heal immediately?
他们医治那些病人是完全的吗? 立刻的吗?
Do they heal of organic diseases?
他们可以医治那些organic的，就是可以影响你人体正常机能的这些疾病吗?
Jesus did not merely heal back pain, lower back pain, or headaches. He healed organic diseases such as blindness and deaf ears and crippled legs and lepers and withered hands.
耶稣并没有只是说去医治那些什么这个后背疼或者头疼，他甚至医治了那些很严重的疾病，像是眼瞎的、耳聋的、甚至瘸腿的、得大麻风的，甚至是枯干的手。
In Matthew 4:24, it says, people brought to him all that were ill of various diseases, those suffering pain, demon-possessed, those having seizures, those who are paralyzed, and he healed them all.
在马太福音的第四章的第24节中提到，就是耶稣呢，将害各样疾病、各样疼痛的被和被鬼附的癫痫的瘫痪的都带了来，耶稣就医治好了他们。
And Jesus also raised the dead.
耶稣也使死人复活。
Jesus came into the city of Nain, and he came across a widow at a funeral procession where she was going to bury her only son.
在路加福音的第七章中有提到，就是耶稣呢去到一个拿阴城，然后就是一个寡妇的儿子，就是他已经死了，然后耶稣使他死而复活。
And Jesus came to the coffin and touched it and said, young man, I say to you, arise. And the dead man, the young boy, arose and began to speak.
耶稣他来了，然后他就触碰那个棺材，然后他就说少年人，我吩咐你起来。然后这个少年人呢就坐起来，并就复活了。
Now, how did the apostles heal? We were looking at how the Lord Jesus healed, but how did the apostles heal in the book of Acts?
那我们看过了主耶稣如何去医治，我们可以再看看这些使徒他们是如何医治的呢？
The apostles in the book of Acts, we will see, healed in the same way that the Lord Jesus Christ healed.
我们可以看到，就是这些使徒他们医治人的方式跟主耶稣医治人方式很像。
These six ways that the Lord Jesus healed, the apostles healed in the exact same way as he did.
就不是很像，是完全一致，就是完全一致的像，就是像主耶稣如何医治人。
The apostles healed with either a touch or the spoken word.
使徒呢，他们也是，要么是触碰病人，要么就是说话使得病人得医治。
When Peter, in Acts chapter 9, Peter came and he came across a man named Aeneas. And with the word, he was bedridden. He was in bed for 8 years with a paralysis. And Peter spoke the word and he was healed.
在使徒行传中第九章有提到彼得他去到这个样 就去到这个地方，他就是给一个躺在8年，就是说他一直瘫痪了8年的一个人，他就跟他说，让他，sorry, just once, sorry, I cannot quite find it. 就是他使他他他他对这个人讲话说主耶稣基督就医治他让他可以站起来，然后他一瞬间呢他就可以他就被医治了。
Peter said to Ananias, he said, Jesus Christ heals you. Arise and make your bed. And immediately he was healed.
对，彼得说说。耶稣基督他医治你，医好你了，就是在34节，以尼亚，耶稣基督医好你了，起来收拾你的褥子，他就立刻起来了。
In Acts 28, Paul was on the island of Malta. And he came across Publius, who was an official, and he went to him, laid his hand on him, and he healed him.
在使徒行传的第28章呢，就是保罗也。也他医治了一个病人，就是布柏流的父亲，就是他进去为他祷告，按手在他身上就治好了他。
So the apostles healed by either speaking or by touching, but they also healed instantaneously.
所以呢，使徒们他们也是要么是触摸，要不然是用话语去医治人。那么，而同时呢，他们也，立刻可以医治好病人。
In Acts chapter 3, Peter went to the gate of the temple and he met a man who was crippled. And he said to him, walk in the name of Jesus of Nazarene, walk.
在使徒行传的第3章第2节，彼得他碰见了一个就是。乞讨的人在这个圣殿的门口，他就对这个人说，我奉拿撒勒人耶稣基督的名叫你起来行走，于是他就立刻起来了。
And instantaneously, this man walked. The crippled man immediately got to his feet and began to leap and walk and praise God.
所以他立刻就起来了，而且他还能跳着、站着又行走，然后他又去赞美神。
The apostles healed totally. Aeneas and the crippled man in the temple were healed totally.
使徒呢也将这些病人是完全的治好了，就是像这个瘸腿的人，并且像刚刚我们所说的以尼亚。
Turn to Acts chapter 5, if you would. I ask you to turn to Acts chapter 5.
行，那
And,
我们一起来翻到这个使徒行传第5章。
Acts chapter 5.
使徒行传第5章。
And it says in Acts chapter 5, verses 15 and 16, it says, as a result, people brought the sick into the streets and laid them on beds and mats so that at least Peter's shadow might fall on some of them as he passed by. Crowds gathered from towns all around Jerusalem, bringing their sick and their tormented, and all of them were healed.
在15节和16节中提到，甚至有人将病人抬到街上，放在床上或褥子上，指望彼得过来的时候，或者他的影儿照在什么人身上。还有许多人带着病人和被污鬼缠魔的，从耶路撒冷四围的城邑来，全都得了医治。
What an amazing passage. If the shadow of Peter would fall on them when he passed by, they would be healed.
多么奇妙啊！就是说，这个彼得的影子，甚至他照在什么人身上，他甚至都能得医治。
You begin to see the supernatural power, that was in the apostles, in the early part of the New Testament to heal.
就是我们这里看到，就是在这个前期呢，就是神使这些使徒也有很有能力，很有医治的能力。
The apostles healed organic diseases such as blindness or leprosy or deaf ears.
This使徒呢，他们也可以去医治这些瞎眼的、得大麻风的，还有耳聋的。
But the apostles also raised the dead.
他们也同时使死人复活了。
If there's someone who would call themselves a healer today, I would say that these are keys that they must meet to be able to be called someone a healer. These six things: healing of organic diseases, raising the dead.
所以，如果今天有人他声称自己有医治的恩赐，那么我想他们都应该符合这六点，就是他可以医治这样的像瞎眼的、眼瞎的，还有甚至可以复活死人，他可以立刻复活人，还有并且可以完完全全的可以医治他。
Now notice, none of these apostles had large healing meetings. None of them asked for money when they healed.
而且你要看到，就是使徒呢，他们没有去举行什么，就是医治会啊，就是他们没有去要什么钱财，因为他们医治了人。
In Acts chapter 9, we see Peter raising Dorcas, from the dead.
在使徒行传第九章，提到说彼得他使多加复活。
And after she was raised from the dead, it says that many throughout Joppa came and believed on the Lord.
也看到在第四十二节说，就是在他使多加复活之后，这事传遍了约帕，就有许多人都信了主。
In Acts chapter 20, the Apostle Paul was preaching in an upper room, and a young man named Eutychus, he was sitting by a window. He fell out of the window. He fell to the ground and he died. And Paul was able to raise him up.
在使徒行传的第二十章呢，有提到有一个少年人，他的名字叫尤推古，就是他在这个他在窗户上窗台上就是困了，然后在保罗讲了很久的时候，这个少年人睡熟了，就从三层楼上掉下来。然后已经死了，然后保罗也将他复活了。
Now, in my study tonight, I'm going to go just a little bit longer, maybe 10 more minutes, and then I'm going to leave plenty of time for questions you might have at the end. And so,
我们大概还有10分多钟的这个信息，我们接下来就会有这个问答时间。
So Jesus healed in these six ways. He healed instantaneously. He healed with the word or with a touch. He healed completely. He healed of organic diseases. He raised the dead.
对，所以耶稣在医治人的时候，他有这样子六个特征，就是他医治呢，要么去触摸，要么就是说一句话，然后耶稣他立刻可以医治一个病人，他或并且他医治他。他完全的医治人，然后他也同样医治所有人，然后他也可以医治这些这些瞎眼的耳聋的大麻风，也同时他复活死人。
I don't know any healer today throughout the entire world that's able to heal in the way the Lord Jesus healed or the way that the apostles healed in the New Testament.
我不知道当今世界上有谁可以像耶稣这样子，就是有这样的特征可以去医治人。
Does God heal? Yes, he does. Does God answer prayer in regard to sicknesses? Yes, he does. But I don't believe we have healers, those with the gift of healing, any longer today.
所以神他医治人吗？他医治人，他听是你听听他听祷告嘛，他听祷告，但是今天这个地上有这样的医治者吗？我想是没有的。
Now, the gift of healing in the New Testament was limited in its time of duration.
这个医治的恩赐在新约中，它是有一个这个时间上的限制。
So take your Bible, if you would, and turn to 2 Corinthians 12.
我们一起来再翻到这个哥林多前，不，哥林多后书的第12章。
2 Corinthians 12. Now remember, the Apostle Paul, he raised a man from the dead. He healed on many occasions. He had the gift of healing.
我们记得保罗呢，他有这样的医治的恩赐，他之前有医治过很多人，他甚至使死人复活。
But later on in the New Testament, as time began to move forward after 20 or so years, we see that this gift of healing passed from the Apostle Paul, and he was not able to heal himself or to heal others.
然后呢，在那之后呢，差不多是20多年以后呢，我们看到就是，使徒保罗他的医治的恩赐，已经褪去了，然后他也没有办法医治自己，并医治他人。
As the church began to get established, as the church began to have teachers and the word of God began to be more complete, the gift of healing and the supernatural gifts began to pass away, in the church age.
所以在教会被建立好，且教会更加成熟，有更多的教师，且神的话也在渐渐的完全呢，同时，这样医治的恩赐也是渐渐的褪去了。
Sometimes the Lord allows us to get sick to teach us a spiritual lesson.
有的时候，神允许我们去生一场病，去让我们来学习到一个属灵的功课。
In a few days, I'll be speaking at a funeral of a very tragic, passing of a dear believer.
过几天呢，我会在一个葬礼上，去讲话，是一个很难过的一个事情，因为是一个信主的人，他去世了。
He was a godly man. He was an elder in a local church, local assembly, and he served the Lord for many, many, many years.
他是一个属神的人，他在教会里头也服侍神多年。
But God chose not to heal him in this particular case, and he passed into the presence of the Lord.
而神呢，神选择不去在这个时候医治他，就是去接，而是接他去添加。
And there's a very important principle when we consider the fact that the Lord does not heal everyone.
所以有一个很重要的一个原则呢，就是说，你要知道，主耶稣并不，就是他并不，去医治所有人。
And the principle is this, don't allow what we don't know about a situation to shake our confidence in the Lord about what we do know about the Lord's goodness and the Lord's faithfulness and the Lord's kindness.
OK，sorry，
Let me say that again. Don't allow the questions of why. Questions of why did the Lord allow someone to pass? Don't allow those questions to shake our confidence in the character and the person of the Lord Jesus Christ.
就是不要使得，就是 就是说我们在想，为什么神为什么主耶稣不医治这个人，不医治那个人，去摇动我们的信心？
Sometimes there's people that say, why did God allow this particular thing? We don't know why in many cases, and we never will know why, but we rest in the person and the kindness and the goodness of God.
我们有时候会问，就是说为什么他就是神不医治他，为什么不医治那个人？就是，sorry, I forgot. Like why after that?
We don't know always the answer why, but we trust in God.
对，就是我们。Wait, what's wrong with me? 就是我们不会知道我们不会知道为什么，而且我们可能永远会不会知道，但是我们要相信神的良善，神的信实。
It says in verse 7 of 2 Corinthians 12 that Paul had a thorn in the flesh and that he prayed three times for the Lord to take it from him.
在《哥林多后书》的第12章的第8节，就是说，保罗三次求过主，让这次就是这疾病离开他。
But he said, the Lord said to him, My grace is sufficient for you. My power is made perfect in weakness.
神对他说：“我的恩典是够你用的，因为我的能力是在人的软弱上显得完全。”
He said, The Lord allowed me to be weak so I could see the strength and the power of God in my life.
所以他看到，就是说，神允许他，就是，不是，神允许他变得软弱，这样子可以，在这个层面上可以看到神的完全。
But we see the gift of healing came into the church age for a short period of time, and then even those who had the gift of healing could not heal themselves.
所以呢，在这个时候，虽然他之前是有医治的恩赐，而在这个时候呢，他是没有办法去医治自己。
Paul had a friend called Epaphroditus who was very close to death, and Paul could not heal him.
保罗呢，他有一个朋友叫做这个Epaphroditus，就是他这个朋友，然后就是他也没，就是他呢，就是快要死了，但是保罗也没有医治他。
And then Paul had a coworker in 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 20. And Paul says, I left him. I personally left him sick on the island of Miletus, and I was unable to heal him.
就是刚刚提到的是以巴弗提亚，然后在第三个呢，就是保罗的同工的一个人，然后他当时在一个岛上，他也是很重病，但是保罗说我没有办法去医治他。
So just to summarize, we see that the gift of healing came to give authority to the message and the messenger in the early part of the New Testament.
所以我们来做个总结，就是神将这样子医治的权柄、医治的恩赐给到这些人，使得他们就是看到人可以看到说神的话是真的。
The gift of healing was primarily in those who were the apostles who were doing the preaching and the teaching.
这些使徒呢，也包括主耶稣他们在地上事工呢是。更加注重再去传道，而非医治。
And then after 20 to 25 years, it seems, in the New Testament, it seems then the gift slowly passed away.
就是在前期呢，他们同时做着传道和医治，但是在那之后，就是大约20年之后呢，就不再有医治的恩赐了。
So there's three lessons as we close our time of this study.
所以我们今天晚上学到3点，总共。
Number one, pray for those you know that are sick. James chapter 5 tells us to pray for the sick.
第一点呢，就是为你知道的那些，就他们生病的人，你们为他们祷告，这是在雅各书的第5章中有提到。
Sickness may be a trial in which God is trying to teach a spiritual lesson.
这个疾病呢，它可能是神，他是神给某个人的一个这个试炼，让他去学习一个属灵的功课。
We have trials in our lives, and God teaches us lessons through the trials of sickness, the trial of circumstances.
神他在我们生活中，他教导我们各样的属灵功课，他是通过或是我们疾病，或是我们在各样的环境条件中。
Then lastly, visit the sick and seek to minister the love and the care of Christ to them.
那么最后呢，去探望那些。生病的，并且将神的话、神的爱和神的关怀来给到他们。
You may bring a meal, you may just come and sit with someone and pray with them. And show kindness and love to them.
你可以呢，就带一顿饭，或者说你可以就是和他们坐在一起来为他们祷告，去展现神的爱。
So we're going to end our time of study here, and I want to open the rest of the time, leave the rest of the time for questions about the subject you might have.
这个就是我们今天所有的。我们所有的消息，然后，就是大家如果有什么问题呢，然后，可以来提出来，我们来回答。我们请海尔弟兄来我们祷告。
Let's pray. Lord, we are thankful that you've given gifts to man.
主要我们感谢你，将诸多的恩赐给到我们众人。
And we marvel as we go to scripture when we see how the Lord honored the words of so many and doing so many wonderful works.
主要我们也很惊异的看到，就是在经文中你他们如何根据你的话语去行。
And we thank you that though we don't have the gift of healing as outlined by our brother this evening in the world today, we thank you that you still move in a miraculous way and heal your people in a wonderful way as it would please you.
主啊，也我们感谢你，虽然是在今天没有所谓的这样的医治者，但是主啊，你仍旧行着你那奇妙的功在我们当中使你的旨意得到成就。
And we continue to pray therefore for one another.
主啊，我们也同时同样为众人其他的人来祷告。
And in particular, Lord, we pray for our brother YC this evening in the great pain that he is in because of his recent operation.
主要我们也特别为我们弟兄 YC 他因为他正经历了很这个痛苦，让因为他最近所进行的手术。
We pray that you will give him speedy recovery, a minimization of pain and discomfort.
主要我们祈求你可以可以快速的让他可以得医治，且求你可以让他的疼痛大大减轻。
And deliver him for some time from the problem that has recurred in his tongue.
主要也求你可以让他就是这个跟他舌头的这个关这个问题可以得以解决。
And so, Lord, we also thank you then for David and his teaching, for Jonathan and his translation, and for helping us to understand.
主要我们也感谢你为着David 弟兄今天的信息，并且。Jonathan 的翻译是我们可以更加的了解你的话语。
So bless us as we separate. We pray a special blessing upon our meetings on Sunday. We just ask you to watch over us for good in that regard.
主要也保守我们离去的脚步也我们求你看顾这个周日我们的聚会。
And we give thanks now and pray in Jesus' name.
让我们感谢你这样子祷告是奉耶稣基督的得胜尊名
Amen
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 Amen